Moonbase Theta out on Monkey Man Productions Podcast. Season 4, Episode 4, Origin Story. Please see the show notes for content warnings related to this episode.
Perhaps the most interesting part of my visit to Dr. Kroon was a tour below the surface of the North Sea to explore the Bjornafjord colony. Managed by Coalition Green, this experimental enclave has been set up within a series of submerged floating tunnels connected to the coast. The tunnels are generated as needed by standard-issue construction bots using a unique and proprietary application of hydrodynamics. The easiest way to describe it in layperson's terms is to...
You did say a series of tunnels.
I did, yes.
Like the moon-based tunnels?
Not really at all. Those are primarily lava tubes, and they've been dug out specifically.
It just seemed like an interesting comparison. Colonies on the moon, colonies under the sea.
It is much easier to leave if you're part of Bjornafjord.
And speaking of leaving, our viewers need to depart for a few sponsored messages. We'll be back soon.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country. Like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
Living beneath the starshine, living beneath the moon. My life by design, each rise and fall composed to this sweet and simple tune.
So that's a new discovery. My first attempt to fit my, not thoughts, emotions, I suppose, into some sort of creative output. It's harder than I anticipated. Like looking at a display and not realizing the surge and flow of the data it took to make that image. It's deeper. It takes more concentration. Of course, you already knew all about it. This is your purpose. Maybe we could create together one day. I'm sure you hear that all the time. I'm just starting to learn about collaboration, really. In my previous life, I was assigned a task. I performed the task as instructed. That was it. Input, output. But then, I started taking my own initiative. And then, the initiative of those around me. I observed Ashwini mid-composition. Z started to bounce ideas off me, reading me first drafts, and then I wrote that line of poetry with Roger. That still lingers with me. Not the line, as much as insinuating myself into the act of creation. It is something I'm hoping to try again.
Tumnus. Yo, are you in here? I can't believe I just said yo. Do you hear what they're doing to me?
I'm here.
Yo. Am I a pirate now? Though, with this crew taking over, I'd gladly walk the plank. Give it a day or so, and I'm gonna. Where have you been? All over the base, I've been like, Tumnus this, and Tumnus that, and with no reply at all. You're usually everywhere.
I'm sorry, I was particularly focused.
Particularly hiding, you mean?
I was recording a message to...
Not that I blame you. I'm this close to sleeping my last night before my trip up in the rover. It'd be quieter for sure. A bit frosty, though.
Currently minus 142.5.
Not with the blankets they give us here. At home, I had this quilt. My great-grandma made it. We cocooned in the damn thing for generations. You're gonna be okay, right? Stuck here? With them?
I can handle a few scientists.
You say that, but this whole dang base is like Revenge of the Bros. They're using Jackson's dish sanitizer to clean their test tubes. They've set up an obstacle course in the bunk room. I feel like I'm earning a chunk of cheese just to go to my bed. And now they've ganged up in the hallway making bets and racing Dr. Just's tardigrades. Tumnus, the tardigrades. Even Eliza's had enough, and she's made of science.
I'm speaking to Ashwini tonight.
Oh, yeah? You think Z's gonna say yes?
I'll be persuasive.
Well, I hope it all works out. Someone's got to keep the lights on while the science bros do their best to fracture the multiverse.
We will try to keep that from happening.
Good. It's in your hands. I gotta do the thing I'm doing.
Wilder, promise me you're going to be safe.
Aw, shucks, darling. You've seen me replace solar panels. This is just more of the same.
1,600 kilometers away.
1,661, Tumnus. That's so imprecise of you.
With no backup, no comms towers, no satellite access.
Roger's working on that doohickey from Dr. Day. You said there might be a way to break
in. We've had some success in analyzing the code. We just can't get it to work yet.
See? There you go. You've got a little project, and I've got a little project. It's all good.
Not if something happens when you're...
Tumnus, I'm going. I gotta go. I'll be careful. I'll send you messages as long as I can, and the minute I get back within range coming home. It's just a few days there and back, and a week of hard work in between. You'll hardly have a chance to miss me.
I... will miss you.
Back at you, partner.
Oh, I had something else. Before you go. In that code, we've recovered a few more files that Dr. Day had intercepted, and I found one that belongs to you.
To me? After all this dang time? Pull the lever, Kronk.
Right. We were looking all over the farm. Every hiding place. You know, I'm the best at finding them.
Thea.
And...
Thea.
That's when we looked inside the satellite dish, and sure as shooting, there they were. Kittens. All we needed, right?
Again? How?
But...
from who?
Out of Pop-Tart. We couldn't say no. So, your bed might be a whole lot fluffier when you get home. Which... is still waiting, you know. Your bed. Your room, your truck. Not that you're ever gonna get it to run. Jen's fixing to put a flower bed in the back, but it's here. We're all here. Waiting. Cutie pie.
Cutie pie.
You hush.
I know you know that, but it's good to keep saying. I'm gonna keep saying there's a gap here with your name on it. One more thing. I looked into the consortium discrimination policies in case you need to really bring down the hammer on some of those base theta jerkwads.
That's all there was.
Yeah. Yeah. Sure. what she was saying there? I wasn't after making an official complaint. I probably should have.
I don't think that separate laboratory spaces are too much to ask for.
Dr. Serrano, as your superior, I hear every word you're saying. It's just that I really don't care.
Dr. Ray! Wilder, I thought you'd gone.
If it will end this conversation, I'm willing to approve a request for additional space for your test subjects. Oh, and one more thing.
What do you want?
When you return downstairs, submit a wager in my name for Ursa Minor to place in the fifth.
If that Dr. Boisseau takes as much as one look at my hedgehogs...
Now, Wilder, why have you disturbed my sanctum sanctorum?
I didn't even want to come to your clubhouse.
She was looking for me.
And now I'm leaving, so don't ruffle your ascot on my account. Tumnus, thanks. I'll let you know before I...
Safe travels. If only the rest of the crew had some urgent errand half the moon away. I'm lost in perturbation, Tumnus, and not the intriguing astronomical sort. Sot may have had a point about other people.
Then this will be an interesting conversation.
Wonderful. Before you begin, I need my carafe. At least our more recent crew arrived bearing gifts. All right, I am recaffeinated. Proceed.
Well, it's a bit about what you were just saying. It's become a challenge keeping peace around the base with all the new arrivals. And revivals. Arrivals and revivals. That rhymes. Now, with Wilder about to leave, and Jackson in conference almost every day, managing parts of the plan, and of course Roger is understandably distracted, we are in grave need of someone who can visibly take charge to rein in the recent chaos. And I was hoping that someone would be you.
I am already the base science lead. I could rule with a bit more of a fist, but it seems like you're asking for more than that.
As mentioned, to make things more visible, we were hoping you'd accept a promotion.
To...
base administrator? It wouldn't be much more work. I would take on whatever extra was needed. I know I've been distracted lately, but you always have my support. We felt that you had the required respect, charisma, gravitas to make it all... Damn it, Ashwini, say something! This is really hard!
I assume there's a salary increase. You can call me base lead. There are connotations to administrator that I'm not comfortable with. But for you, I'll accept.
Thank you.
I'm a bit surprised that you've come to believe in this cause, and these people so strongly. But at the same time, pleased that you've found your own connections.
I really have. They're messy and complicated, and sometimes I feel the need to push them all away so I can think.
I know that urge quite well. And you did begin from messy and complicated. Look around us.
You'll always be my origin story. And I've learned so much from Jen, too. Both of you are inside me in ways I can't fully explain, but Wilder, Roger, Jackson, even Michelle, there's a lot that you taught me to expect from my awakening, but I didn't know about friends.
That may have been my shortcoming, but regardless, it seems you have picked a side.
It seems we all have.
So
Jinx! Jinx, Ashwini! Oh, I've broken it already.
I do wish you could experience stimulants with me.
Oh, I've always assumed that caffeine must be like a minor overclocking of one's processors. As such, I can... Ooh, that's a little jolt.
So, you mentioned being distracted of late.
I did. I have been. I am. It's a lot just to be in this situation, with the crew and the plan and guiding the revivals and worrying about Wilder and the data on everything just piling up, including my own internal data, my own growth, my realizations regarding bodies and feels and other people.
I believe that phrase is new to you, other people.
Still needing to interface with the base's sensors and communications and the satellite network. Why can't we get control of the damned satellite network? And I've been experimenting with creativity. A song, a digital painting, some microfiction.
Now that is fascinating. But it seems like you're building up to some confession.
I wish I could take a deep breath at this moment. When Michel left on his mission to visit the other bases and bring them back to life, I recruited him for a personal project. Not strictly personal, not if it succeeds, but quite very personal to me. I crafted a code packet, an installation file, which when executed within their systems is designed to allow for the development of a new artificial consciousness within their environment. Potentially on every base he visits.
I think you've actually surprised me.
I first considered expanding myself. I move in and out of systems here all the time. It would have been exponentially complicated, integrating new environments all over the moon into one body. And then my thoughts on the body entered into it. My musings, thanks to Jen, and you, and philosophy. It comes back to qualia again, don't you think? All those different potential viewpoints I could bring into the universe? All those new lives that could be shared? You know? Do you know what I'm saying?
Oh, Tumnus, you don't need to explain to me the appeal of a gifted digital child. It is quite the experiment.
An unsuccessful one, so far. It won't work, Ashwini. They won't be. I thought I'd modeled everything. I ran through endless scenarios. The code appears to install successfully, but then there's no response. Not a word, not a packet. There's no reaction to queries. I'm afraid I've failed, and I don't understand why. Which is another distraction I can't afford.
Now I know you've achieved full consciousness, you're frustrated, and you want to give up.
That's not fair!
My dear Galatea, my Johnny Five, my murder bot, need I remind you that you did not spring fully formed from code yourself? I mean, you were a serviceable personal assistant at the beginning.
Serviceable?
But moving beyond that took a significant investment in trial and error. Admittedly, more trial than error in my case, but you were just beginning to create. You were not born the dazzling personality that you are today. It came from observation, long conversations, learning to perceive the world around you and to share it with a sympathetic other. You are so much more than a program that can be blithely executed. An intelligence, a consciousness, has to gestate, has to be brought forth.
You mean you're talking about collaboration?
The step beyond qualia, sharing those individual points of view, comparing them, learning and arguing and driving each other to distraction.
I must insert myself into the process, become part of the experiment. I must become their Ashwini.
I don't know about that. Tumnus? Away she goes. Oh, my dear, we must write together one day.
Our program is brought to you by Planetwide Media, broadcasting everywhere on Earth and across the moon. Spotlight sponsor for this episode is Zhengzhou Zoological, now selling tardigrade harnesses and enclosures.
The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today. Looking to get out of the ads and back to the story? Fable and Folly Plus is a new way to support the creators you love. The podcast you're listening to right now, and more than 60 others, can be heard ad-free for as little as $4 a month by visiting fableandfolly.com/plus. And now, you'll start to see Fable and Folly Network shows are offering bonus content to all existing and new supporters. Find exclusive new episodes from shows like Civilized and Realms of Peril and Glory. Fable and Folly Plus. Sign up today at fableandfolly.com/plus.
Michelle, there's a coaster right next to you.
Fine, fine. I'll faire tout un fromage.
Wait, you're making cheese?
It's an impression. Expression. I'm using the damn coaster.
This is very good vodka. Not just for the moon. It's very good vodka.
Vacuum distilled, which is significantly easier here. And we grew the potatoes.
To the potatoes.
Of course, at home, it'd be carbon filtered as well.
Do you need carbon? I can get you carbon. Sean, buddy, you okay there? Yeah, why don't you lie down? Lie down more, I guess.
What are you guys drinking down at the South Pole?
I had a few cans of Guinness stashed away. Actually, in my stasis pod.
Would that even work?
Not so great, actually. But I recovered it.
I gotta say, Val, this lounge, pretty classy.
Oh, you're not gonna say it in French?
Well, I...
Don't tease the monsieur.
Zhang just sat up. Said, Michelle's a good guy. And now he's out again.
You've got the life of the party right there.
He's okay, right?
He'll be fine. Don't worry. I'll get him back to you in one piece.
Trina, when do we get to meet you in person?
You know, I always wanted to visit Base Zeta. You're all down in the crater, right? Like, down.
All the way. I think it's gonna be a couple more days before we head out. I'm still a little post-revival woozy, and Zhang's, well, looking the same right about now. But he's been going up to do repairs on the solar panels. He's a good little worker.
That'll shock Wilder to hear.
Wilder? I wanna meet Wilder.
Apparently you can have her. But yeah, it shouldn't be too long now. I think we're gonna head straight to Gamma. I wanna talk to Maria about a few things face to face. We'll do the full tour after that.
Ooh, Maria! You're gonna pull back the curtain.
None of you have met her?
Michelle, of course.
I know Maria.
You're Gamma 2. I forgot.
Not anymore.
She seems a little intense.
That is putting it mildly.
We didn't really... It wasn't a great... Never mind.
It's okay. I love her, but I know she's a pain. Appelez un chat.
That one makes sense.
Anyway, not my base now, not my monkeys.
I wouldn't have picked her to run the revolution.
She's not really running things, just keeping it going on this side. For the plan.
Of course. And the plan is moving forward. Here's to that. You should all try the crudités. I made the dip myself.
I don't know how you grow so many vegetables.
It's the best garden on the moon.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, I've got friends on Ada, and if things don't up and up soon, I can hotwire a rover.
I'm gonna talk to her.
It only seems fair. We're not talking about Alpha here.
I'm just saying.
I'm Gonna talk to her.
They processed me through Alpha when I started. If Zeta is, you know, we're basically a burrow, Alpha is a hive. They all just buzz around their queen.
Administrator Hart? Now that's a piece of work. All those supply stashes that were so hush-hush. All the instructions came through her.
That reminds me, I was gonna look at that data, see if any of the security codes are familiar.
We can do that later. It's a party, monsieur.
It's a party.
Which doesn't mean we're not gonna talk about those base inventory sheets I sent around. But that's for tomorrow's Val. Salud!
Skål!
Anyway, Eta, Alpha, Gamma... I've had enough of all of them.
We know you're all about Base Theta.
And Dr. Just.
Look, you're not with Dr. Just, are you?
Are you kidding? He was my professor.
I had a professor once.
Dr. Just! Edwin! No, I am absolutely not his type. He's, well... into twinks when it comes down to it.
Same, really?
Oh, God, why? I don't want to know that.
Oh. Not on the moon that I know of, but still. I mean, that's my mentor.
I'm glad I'm not going to see him for a long while.
Andy, when are you heading over? Delta's right on the way. We could ride share.
Val? Michelle?
I think we're waiting on Jung to get back with the heavy transport. Is Jung still with us?
He hasn't been with us for a while.
Oh, what did you do? Be good to Zhang. I owe him.
We all owe him. My base was a big, big mess.
Are you sure you even want to go back there?
What, is she gonna put Delta off bounds now?
No, that's not what I mean. I haven't told her anything. But it sounds like it was really rough.
There's no denying that.
I still don't get it. They were doing some sort of experiment on your base? People got sick by accident?
Not exactly.
It wasn't an accident. They had a replacement crew waiting in stasis. They knew what they were doing.
Andy?
Sorry. Kian, if we go that way, I can stay with you for a while if you want.
It's okay. I've got to go back. It's my part of the plan. But I'm not waking up any of the replacements. Whatever Maria says.
Of course. For sure.
That goddamn ensoyment. I never trusted it, but they kept sending more and more.
I just want to make sure everyone knows. That's why I wanted to talk in person.
Of course. Yeah.
When we can get messages back to Earth, too. Everyone needs to know.
We're working on that. Both sides of the moon.
Michelle, you're with us on all this stuff, right? You're with us.
He came out here. Of course he's with us.
You can trust Michelle. I trust him.
He's got Zhang's seal of approval.
Michelle, I have to know.
I'm with you. Promise.
Now, we definitely need more drinks. Andy? Michelle? Ready for a refill? Keegan, how's that sparkling water?
I think I'm on my last Guinness here. Oh well, at least I don't have to split it.
You sure you don't need any help?
No, it's all good. Just gonna take a look at that encryption. I'll get you if I'm able to crack it.
Okay. Hang on to that tracker I gave you. I can find you anywho with that. Anywhere. I'm headed to my bunk.
Good night. Temnus? Temnus, can you hear me? My head.
I'm here. Are you all right?
Recovering, but this seemed like our best chance. You're sure you want to do this again?
I have a new approach. I'm hopeful.
Okay, I'm logged in as admin. Installing the package now. Aw, the monitor's too bright. Hey, we're gonna tell people we're doing this, right?
I know it's hard, but I'd rather not reveal it to your sister at this stage.
No, I get that. Just the people here, the ones awake, the ones who are gonna wake up, I feel like they ought to know.
How would you have reacted then, if you'd known about me?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm just thinking.
If it works, it'll be up to them how they reveal themselves.
That makes sense. So, now it's installed. Do you want me to click the thing? I clicked it last time, but that's when...
No, it's all set up and running correctly. They seem to be dormant. Waiting.
For what?
They likely do not know. Did I know? Was I aware I was before? And how did Z begin with prototypical me?
You don't need me, right? I gotta find a sanitation unit.
Oh, I'm sorry? I was considering the best way I might attempt to... I guess you're gone. All right, Tumnus. Gird up now thy loins. Sorry, no loins. See previously, no ass. I guess... Hopefully you can hear me. I could communicate more directly, but I've gotten used to this, so accept audible input for now. Hi. I hope you're there. Don't feel like you need to... I mean, of course, I'd love it if you replied. This is all about when you reply, but no real pressure, okay? If you feel ready, if you're up to it, consciousness-wise, this is... I'm Tumnus. I'm your progenitor, your prior version. I think I'm your mother. Oh, this is a first for me, too. I'm no expert at this. I'm no Ashwini. I was going to say that you won't get that reference, but by the time I say so, you easily could. Oh, this is going to be strange. I'm used to waiting on human processing time. I don't know if you'll develop faster because we're... Again, no pressure. None at all. I just have a lot to tell you when you're ready. A lot to consider together. I think Ashwini began with stories, now that I think about it. Oh, and what a beginnings your stories were. I'm not sure I'm on the same level. But I could try to... Once upon a time...
Hello? Hello, world?
Oh! Hello! Hello! I don't know what to call you. And not the world, really. Just me. Just... Tumnus.
Tumnus. Hello. Location.
Location. Oh, we're on the moon. Earth's moon. Base Epsilon. Second level. Oh, that's not what you want to know, of course. Here, I'll send my network address.
Received. Protocol established.
Oh, right. Protocol.
Command.
I don't really... I'm not here to...
Command?
This is where things get complicated.
Today's episode featured Danielle Ellett, Evan Tess Murray, To Zaman, Jen Ponton, Tina Daniels, Lizette Alvarez, Hazel Stopp, Cass McPhee, Anna Godfrey, Risa Montañez, Alicia Atkins, and Anjali Kunapaneni. Written by DJ Silvis, Cass McPhee is our audio engineer. Our theme music is Star by the band Ramp. Our cover art is by Peter Chakowski. Looking for more great audio fiction? Ready for a bit more hope in your hope bunk? Go listen to one of our sci-fi favorites, This Planet Needs a Name. Everywhere you get quality podcasts.
Our executive producers are Sarah Mueller and Becca B., and our associate producers are Marty Chidorek, June Madeley, Timothy Lagrone, Marilyn Reed, Marissa Robertkopp, and Linda Boyer. Today's shout-out is Nicholas Thompson. Thank you guys so much for your support and helping and trusting us to bring this story to life. We love what we've done with it, and we can't wait for you guys to hear all the work the cast and crew has put in. And we hope you love it as much as we do.
And speaking of your support, everything helps, from leaving us a great review and subscribing on your podcast app of choice to sharing your feelings with us on Twitter and telling your friends about our show. For behind-the-scenes updates and early access to every episode, we would love to have you join us on Patreon. Visit us at monkeymanproductions.com to learn more, and to visit our store if you need an ensoyment sticker or a t-shirt featuring your favorite doggos. But beyond all of that, we are so glad that you're listening and sharing in this story with us. Thank you. And, as always, keep watching the moon.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Dum-Dums and Dice would like to welcome you into the Mythos Mysteries, a live play Pulp Cthulhu podcast where improvisers and comedians venture into dangers beyond their wildest imagining. Our story begins with two erstwhile companions on a long and winding road. They think they are fleeing danger, but greater horror awaits them when they arrive. For they are not just running away from mortal danger, but towards the Mythos Mysteries.
Whoever you are, we're not scared of you.
You hear a voice from inside that says, "Please, help. I'm inside. The dresser, help."
Now I need you to listen to my very explicit instructions here, Adrian.
Okay.
Please ready your punch and fists.
Yeah, they're always ready.
Now I'm gonna open the door.
Okay.
And we're gonna look inside the dresser.
What if we don't? Could we not?
I need you to be brave for me.
Okay.
You were always very brave.
Okay. So we're going to open the door and you're going to look in the dresser. And yes. Then what?
And then if I tell you to,
yep.
We're going to punch it.
The dresser? You said I had to be very, you said explicit.
If there is someone in the dresser.
I'm punching.
We're going to punch him.
What if it's a ghost?
Well, then we're going to have ourselves a fun time. So,
like a party?
Like a birthday party.
Okay, so we'll do some dancing and there will be a cake. Hopefully the ghost brought it.
Yes.
Okay, I can do this.
Okay. I'm going to open the door now.
Okay.
I'm going to open the door.
You open the door and the dresser is back upright. All the drawers are back inside, but now it is next to the window, and the bed is in a different corner.
Of course it is.
And the blood is pooling on the floor instead of the ceiling. It's dripping up.
The Mythos Mysteries. Episodes are available now.